right. Well, hello, everyone. This is the Tap Into Your Divine Business call number 2. We're going to be talking about your divine clients or divine client attraction, which is really kind of the same, in my opinion. Not the same, but this is Reverend Ann Preswell of Divinely Intuitive Business, and we are going to have a really fabulous call today. We had some great comments in the forum last week, over the weekend, over, you know, how the tapping was really making a difference for some, how they felt some significant shifts during the first call, just by tapping along with the people who were on the call themselves. I really want to thank you for sharing with, you know, with everyone what your experiences are. Before we really get started, I'd like for everyone to just take in a nice deep breath and think about what you want to create on this call today. What is your intention for this call today? Do you want to get clear about what's stopping you from creating more of your ideal clients? What do you need to do that? Who do you need to be in order to do that? I'd like for you also to think about how many clients you want in this next month. How many clients would you like to generate? And write that number down, please. Because some of the tapping that we're going to do today is around that number. I'm not going to ask you to double it, but what I am going to ask you to do is to take that number and look at it and just decide, okay, so if I have that many clients, and is that per week or is that for the month? Is that new clients? And if you are like me and you have different levels, you know, is what level is that at? Are they high end? Are they, you know, what kind of clients are you bringing in? And then think about how much money is that in income? So we're going to tie in a little bit of what we did last week with the money, with the clients. And just remember that if you have a question, star 2 is the way to raise your hand so I can see it. I was told by someone that they were on the webcast last time and that they were watching the webcast. I have to tell you, I, just as an aside here, I think because it's not set up for slides, I can't see any comments that you make on the webcast, okay? So because it's set up the way it's set up, just so you know, all right? So if you're typing something into the webcast, I won't see it because I don't have it set up that way. Unless, you know, well, never mind. I'm not going to go down that road. All right. So when you look at that number, the number of clients that you want to create over the next month, and then how much that actually equals out in money for you, and it can just be for the month. That's fine. Let's go to the next step, which is how many clients do you want over the next year? So we're going to take it from the month and put it into the year. How many clients do you want? It might be a little more challenging for you if you're doing session by session basis. But if you know how many sessions you want to do per week, You can, and are they always new clients? Like, I know somebody, and I'm not kidding, she's amazing, but she only sees one person in a year. That's her, and she makes a very good living doing what she does. She's an intuitive, so, or psychic, as you want to call it. So she only sees one client. So if she were to say, I want to see four clients a day, for a week, you know, four clients a day, that's 20, right, times 365. Well, she didn't see 365, but times, you know, 4 months, how many, anyway, I'm sorry, I can't do this on, and you get my point. She would end up having to think about that per client per day. But most of us are not in that situation. Most of us see our clients on a regular basis, right? We see them over a period of time. We see them for an extended period of time. I do. My clients are a year. You know, they sign up with me, they sign up for a year. We commit to one another for an entire year. So the exception is the Divine Business Club. That is, you know, they can do month at a month, you know, month at a time contract, or not contract, but agreement. But for private coaching with me, it's a year. And so, you know, some of you have 8-week programs that you work with your clients for eight session periods. How many clients do you want? If you have a 3-month or a 6-month program, you know, how many clients do you want? So just start thinking about that and write it down as best you can. We're not going to do the math right now because it's just too much. And I think that actually even just looking at that number will probably bring up some feelings, right? Some like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to get that. Where are we going to get the money? You know, where are we going to get the clients and all of that stuff? So that's good. We want to. We want to just sort of niggle the pain a little bit, not to be mean or anything, but just, you know, because if we can poke at it a little bit, we can also do some clearing of it, which is what we're here to do. So we might as well just, you know, get on in and get, you know, a little bit dirty. So I'm curious to know, does anybody have a question yet? And it's fine if you don't. Star 2 to raise your hand. Okay. And remember, my request is, by the way, if you want to be working with me on these calls live, that you have an agreement. Even if you want to just raise your hand at all and talk with me live, that you agree to sign the release form, it's fine. If you don't, that's perfectly fine. But that's the agreement. All right, so I just want to say it up front. So here's the question I kept getting from a lot of people. And if I don't have any clients now, how am I even going to start and get clients? Or if I've had some free clients, how am I going to transfer that into paying clients? Right? Like, that's one of the biggest things. It's, you know, getting your free clients is one thing. But moving it from free client to paying client, that's when it gets a little more serious. And it gets a lot more fun when you start getting paid for doing what you love doing. It's really, really fun. There are a lot of ways to get clients. I'm going to do a little bit of coaching and training, right? So you guys can think about how you want to go about getting clients. And then we'll do the tapping. When you're thinking about getting clients, there are a couple of things that it doesn't matter what you do. You really need to have this awareness and a way of being. And the first thing is you need to know what it is that you do for someone. And I don't mean the process you take them through, but I mean what they're going to get as a result of working with you. We like to call it the transformation. This is what they're going to get. And a lot of healers will start talking about the transformation being someone will get less stress, they'll get peace of mind, they'll be, you know, happier, they'll, you know, experience life better, they'll, you know, feel wonderful. Those are all really great, and they're not solid or tangible enough. They're not down into the reality of what people actually want to pay for. When I first started, I was selling the tapping itself. My very first talk was on how wonderful this tapping thing was. And look what it had done for me. And look, it can do this for you too. I mean, I was definitely selling the process, no question about it. I did that for years. But what I also had an intuitive knowing was that I had this powerful story about how the tapping had transformed my life and how it could really make a difference, whether it's, you know, you had some physical pain or whether you had some emotional pain or if you were upset about something, whatever it was, you know, fill in the blank, it could help. Like, what the heck, try it, you know. So that's kind of how I sold it. I sold it as it's sort of a feel-better thing, you know, you'll feel better. And ironically, and probably because I was in a very small community, people were like, oh, well, let's try it, you know, let me see how that goes. And when I would give these talks and be in front of people, I would always somehow get a client or two. You know, it just always happened. It was, you know, I would work with people in front of the room, and I would do this tapping with them, and I would teach them how to do it, and I would tell them how it was going to make a difference. And, you know, by the end of, you know, hanging out with me, by the way, I do see your hand. I'll get to you in just a second. So by the end of hanging out with me, people would actually want to work with me. And so they would come into my office and they would, you know, my office was in my home in the beginning and then I had an office space and all of that. So, and then they would, you know, they would have these great transformations because we'd actually end up working on their stuff, whatever their stuff was. So for you, initially, you want to know what the transformation is. Even if it's loosey-goosey like mine was, that's okay. It really is okay because the more that you know that your work makes a difference, which leads us into number two, and that is confidence. I will tell you, I had such a powerful story, and if any of you went and read about the story on my website, you know what I'm talking about. I didn't share the details of it last week, but it's such a juicy story that there was a whole Law and Order SUV made out of it. My daughter and I were interviewed by CNN, and it was on the nightly news, and it was on the front page of our Charlottesville paper, Sunday, no less, Sunday paper. It was, you know, a medically historical case. It was, we were interviewed for a specific documentary in the UK, we were highlighted. It was like there were two of us, two families that had gone through this, different situations, but some very similar experiences. And they made a whole documentary out of it. So it's like when I tell you it's a juicy story, it's a juicy story. And the pain of it was so big that to be freed up of that pain, that emotional pain, was huge from the tapping. So when I say that I had a juicy story, nobody, and I mean nobody, could convince me that the tapping didn't work because I'd experienced it firsthand, hands down, no question, it worked. And I stood in that confidence that this stuff was so amazing. It could change your life. How? I don't know, but try it. What the heck, right? And I began to just share the story. And so the story was enough to have people go, ooh, wow, look at that. You know, like it gave me credibility because I had been through hell and back. And I'd found my way out and I was at peace again and I was at forgiveness again. I was able to forgive and I was able to be free again. So I had a confidence that could not be shaken. And even to this day, nobody could tell me that the tapping is, you know, full of crap or whatever. It's, you know, you're just kidding yourself. Nobody would, nobody could tell me that because I've had so many experiences. I've seen so much of shift in people's lives and their experiences, how they get freed up from something that is choking them emotionally. You know, they're all triggered up and we do the tapping and it frees them up. So when an entrepreneur goes to get her gifts out into the world, or his gifts out into the world, and wants to share their gifts with the world, and they get scared, the tapping can free that up. When an entrepreneur wants to go give a speech, and they get, you know, afraid of what someone's going to think of them, and they tap on it, it frees them up. When someone wants to be able to make money but doesn't quite know how to do it by bringing their gifts into the world, but they feel called, excuse me, the tapping will free them up so that they can think clearly and they can then go take the action that they're feeling guided to take. That's what the tapping can do. It can free you up so that you're no longer at the effect of your beliefs about it's too hard, or I can't get those clients, or they're not out there. They're not, you know, who's going to pay me for this? I don't have the right message. Oh, look, that person has it better. That person's website looks better. They present better. They're younger. Just fill in the blank with the crap that our heads come up with as to why we can't do what we're being called to do, right? Tapping can shift all of that. So when you're starting to think about what your specific fears are or your concerns are about creating your ideal clients or being someone who attracts your ideal clients, you first want to get present to what your beliefs are, like what's running around inside your head. So I invite you, since we're here on this call, we're all here dedicated to do this, I'm here to help you. You're here to learn what's going on inside of your own head about getting your clients. And probably most of you already know what it is. Yeah, I'm real clear with that, what it is, Ann. I don't need to take any time to get clear. What I would say is please take a moment and write down your specific stuff, your specific fears. And I can give you a few to see if, if we can trigger some up. How about, I don't know where to get clients. How do I even get my first one? I don't have a community. Or what if I do have a community? What happens when I run out of my community? And what's my transformation? How can I get a client if I don't know what that is? This is too hard. Anne says, I have to be confident. I'm not confident. How am I going to get in front of people? All right. I'm going to wait just a moment while you finish writing those down. And I'd like for you all to share them in a few moments, okay? So please do the exercise. Please participate, okay? I'm just going to be quiet. Hang on 1 second. All right. one of the ways that I know of to get your clients is that you must be able to get in front of your prospective clients as the expert that you are. Now, I heard it, I don't know who from, or maybe a bunch of you, I'm not an expert. Here's the thing, yes, you are. Now, maybe you're not an expert as, you know, you've gotten your PhD and you've written a ton of books, or you've been published in, like my husband, scientific journals, you know, like, oh my gosh, let's not go down that road. But, okay, but you are an expert. Let me just tell you why. Because you have experiences, you've got street cred, you've got understanding of how to do certain things that your people don't have. You understand your work in a way that they don't. There's a saying, and I love it, and that is, to a third grader, a fourth grader looks like God. And that's what you are. You're a fourth grader to somebody. Your people don't need you to be, you know, the PhD, you know, they need you to be the fourth grader. They don't need you to be even high school or college. They need you to be the fourth grader. And if you can claim that, that's where you start. You're going to grow and expand. And at some point, you'll be too advanced for the third graders. And that's fine. That's the way it's supposed to be. But right now, you're someone else's fourth grader. So you want to find out who knows the people that you want to reach. How can you get in front of your people? I mean, I started off by going to my local metaphysical bookstore, and I had just recently developed a relationship with the owner of that bookstore. Let me tell you, I was scared. I was like, who am I? But I had gotten the divine download to go and give a talk there. And so I went and I said, hey, do you ever let people, you know, like me, come and give a talk about stuff, about, you know, like I've got this cool tapping thing. Could I come and teach it to your people? And she said, yeah, that'd be great. What date? I was like, oh, really? So we decided sometime in January of, I don't know, 2003, I think it was. And I went, and she'd been putting out flyers, and she'd been inviting people from her email list. Yes, we had email back then, hard to believe. But she did. She had a list. She was, you know, smart, savvy bookstore owner. And she invited all these people. I think she had 1,600 people on her list at that point, and something like that. And I had 16 people in the room. And I talked about tapping. And I was so scared. Let me tell you, I was so scared. And I actually got a client from it. And I was like, oh my gosh, this works. Somehow I knew to get in front of people as the expert. Yeah, I didn't know hardly anything about tapping, and there was no certification program. There was nothing. It was just like I'd learned, I'd healed, and a month later I was like, I got to share this, so I'm going to go do it. I was passionate. I was enrolled. I was so excited about this thing that I felt like somebody had made a huge difference in my life. Okay, so you want to think about who knows the people that you can get in front of, right? So reach out to them. And that is the scary part. How can I reach out to them, right? Tap. It will help. It will really help, and we'll do some tapping on that too, all right? Once you do get in front of your people, then it's about developing a relationship with them. It's about really connecting with them ongoingly. You want to stay in touch. You want to follow up. You want to give value. At some point, you create your own community. You can do that through Meetup. There are forums. There are online things. There's all kinds of ways to create your own community. Give teleclasses. Do live events. You know, there's just all kinds of ways to create your community. We just created a really great community with the joint venture giveaway. It was so much fun. It was so fabulous. Right, those of you who are here on this call, as a result of that, you know what it was like. It was really cool. So, you know, there are a lot of ways to create communities, online and offline. Okay, that's the very general overview for how to create a client, right? But I got to tell you, with each one of those, there's a whole lot of pieces that go into it. And as you well know, I mean, those of you who are here who are doing a business, you understand, right? Okay. So I want to answer this hand that's been raised for a little bit. Connecticut, yes. Thank you.
Hi, Ann. It's Adele.
Hi, Adele.
Hi. I just had a real quick question.
Yeah.
I'm used to tapping, and I'm used to doing, like, the setup on the karate chop.
Uh-huh.
And so when you were doing it, last week, you were saying go to the sore spot. and there, you know, and I imagine that was around the collarbone, you know, area.
Yeah.
But then I didn't, unless I didn't grasp it, I didn't, like, really feel like there was a setup statement, so I was really confused. So I didn't know where I was tapping, and then I was tapping there for a while, and then I think I just went to the points. But so for those of us who don't know about the sore spot, or is there a setup in the sore spot?
Oh, that's such a great question. Thank you so much. I love this question because I am such a lazy tapper. Let me just tell you, I am so casual with it at this point that I forget that there is, like, a structure. I really forget that. And that people teach a structure. Okay, so sore spot is the old version. That's the old timers version of tapping. And the sore spot is on the chest. And there, Gary Craig and Gary Craig's mentor who taught him, you know, the original, sorry, I know you guys all know it. I can't think of it off the top of my head. Anyway, they started with the sore spot because the concept was if in the sore spot, and it's, okay, so let me tell you where it is. Everybody go digging while I talk. Where your collarbones come together at the base of your throat, if you go down about 2 or 3 inches and to the right or left above each breast, about 2 or 3 inches, and just kind of dig around in there, you'll feel it. It's a little tender. And these are lymph nodes, and the concept is that if you have any any of your energy flowing backwards, the tapping will not work. But by rubbing on the sore spot, you're freeing up, you're loosening up that energy, and you're allowing it to flow. And so the tapping will work. It has been replaced by the karate chop. You know, there's lots of different versions now of EFT and tapping, meridian therapy. I mean, there's all kinds of names, too. And they're all fine. They all work. So if you like the karate chop, do the karate chop instead of the sore spot. I just do the sore spot because I learned it. I use it. I include the karate chop, so why would I start there, you know? And I know that a lot of people, and the way it's taught now is to do the karate chop. I get it. I know. And so thank you for that question.
There's no setup statement in the sore spot.
That's the other one. No, setup statement, again, if you go to That's the formal EFT. If you go to really tapping, like tapping when you get present to whatever's bothering you, and that's
okay.
What I do a lot of. I'll ask people and I'll go looking for what's really underneath. What's the big issue? What's the real connecting pain point, emotional pain point? And because I'm intuitive, because I've been doing this for, you know, eons, it seems like I can pretty well hone into it. When I get there, I don't mess with a setup statement. It just doesn't matter. The tapping is then what's important, because
okay.
That's going to move and stimulate the energy to move it and clear it out.
Okay. And then where do you go for points? Where do you go?
Oh, I love it. I did provide a tapping points handout.
Oh, you did? Okay, I didn't get that.
No, it's okay. No, it's a great question. All right, top of the head.
So from there you go to the top of the head.
I do.
Okay.
That's Anne's version. Okay, so top of the head.
Okay.
Between the eyes.
Okay.
Side of the eyes.
Okay.
Under the eyes.
Okay.
Under the nose.
Okay.
The chin. The indentation point. The collarbone.
Okay.
Under the arm.
Okay.
The inside of the wrist. And then the karate chop.
So it's just a whole, it's a different. I mean, there's so many people do it all differently.
Exactly.
So, yeah, but it was just I just wanted to be aware of, you know, the way that you do it, because then it's easier to follow. You know, when you're tapping.
I say do it the way you do it.
Oh, okay.
Right. It your way, the way that you know. Because if you're trying to do it my way, you're going to get confused and you'll start thinking about what you're doing. Instead of actually being present to the emotion is the more important thing. And
okay.
The reason I attended Gary Craig's EFT and Serious Diseases, and at that point he was playing around with different points, and he had added in the top of the head, and I think at some point he added in the wrist point, the inside of the wrist. And I think he discarded that later, and I don't remember, but I just added it in. And I was talking with an acupuncturist one day, and she goes, oh, that's the heart line. It goes right into, it's the heart meridian. So, and it's a soothing spot, the inside of the wrist. And so I just kept using it, because there's, sometimes you need that heart meridian soothing.
Okay.
Sense? Like under the arm, it's the lung meridian, which is all about grief. But the heart, there's a, you know, sometimes we just need the stimulation of the heart meridian to open up and to just be more receptive to what's going on, what someone is saying.
Okay.
You know, even our own divine nature, right?
Right.
So that's just my style. That's what I do.
Okay.
And that's why I provided the handout, so people who didn't know what the tapping points were would, you know, have at least an inkling of what was going on. But, you know, most everybody is really at this point pretty familiar with the tapping.
Right.
And you're right. There's this one thing called faster EFT, and they just, like, do around the face. And I'm like, really? Is that enough? What?
You know, there used to be the thing where you – there was, I don't know, well, I don't want to take time, but, you know, where you, like, sang a song.
Point.
And
I love
the
gamut,
like,
point.
Oh my God.
I love it. And I will take some of my clients through it. They're super uber triggered. And I will go there because, man, I'll tell you, it's faster than you could go through 5 rounds of EFT, and you could go through 1 of the gamut points, and you're done. I mean, it just completely clears. It's so effective.
Wow.
Do that. It's like, you know, it's just too hard to, you know, explain. Okay, hard down right, hard down left. Look, roll your eyes,
roll your eyes. Yeah, roll your eyes. Roll your eyes.
It's like, yeah, it's like, huh? Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome, Adele. Thank you for the question. It was so great.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. I want to also say with everybody else, there's somebody brought up a great question in the Facebook forum, and that was, am I supposed to be tapping with the other people when you're tapping with them? What am I supposed to be doing there? And yes, please tap, you're going to be what they call receiving borrowing benefits. You will be getting benefits from tapping along with someone else as they're tapping. Here's the thing, even if you don't have that specific core issue yourself or specific pain point yourself, you've got some piece of it somewhere inside that's connected, and there's something else that you might be dealing with that is related to that. And you tap, you're going to clear. Maybe not as much as you would if you were working with me one-on-one right then and there, you know. But you're going to clear some of it. And the bottom line is what we're doing here is just clearing what we can, okay? Because we only have this, you know, we've got an hour and a half each time, which is actually pretty good. But having said that, just tap along with it. You know, everyone who signed up for this class, you also received a link for the download, for where the call is, you know, for the download for the call, but also the download for the handouts. So go to that link, put in the password, because you got the password too, and download the handouts. One of those handouts is the tapping points from the first class. So it's, you know, you have access to it. Okay, we've got another hand raised. Let me just go there. In Wisconsin. Hello, Wisconsin. Are you still with us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Can.
Okay, great. My questions revolved around the looking for new clients.
Yeah.
I'm right now.
Wait, start. Hang on. Who am I talking with?
This is Nadine.
Oh, Nadine. Hello, Nadine.
Hi.
Hi.
Let's see. Basically, I'm right now not into a business where I'm doing a healing modality, although that's something that, especially with the tapping, I've used it personally for myself, and I am feeling like I have that calling to follow through on possibly doing that as a business. But currently, what I do as a business is wellness, health and wellness, and so it's more product orientated versus service orientated. And one of the things that I see is obviously your when you're building your clientele. My ways of building clientele have in the past been mainly face-to-face networking events and stuff like this. And now moving it to more of an online community. But part of where I can't get my head around is I see a lot of, you know, in your case or other coaches with a, you know, a complimentary offering. And I get stuck on that because I don't know what to do for a complimentary offering where, you know, it's building that, this is what I can do for you kind of thing and some sort of trust without, oh, right away, you know, this is a product line that I sell and blah, blah, blah. So I guess I'm kind of like at a standstill, but I can't see around that.
Okay.
I don't know if
here's
you can help.
The health and wellness product. Do you mind sharing what it is?
Sure. It's a company called Arbonne.
Okay, I love Arbonne. Oh, fabulous stuff. Like, so Arbonne is all about skin, right?
Skin. We do have nutritional products as well.
Okay. Okay. So why not create a free offering around 10 ways to take care of your skin, or 10 ways to, you know, create better health in your, I mean, that's a little more, you know, bland or boring, but because everybody is, not everybody, but a lot of people are really interested in skincare. 10 ways to provide your skin with the best possible love it can get, you know, be sun-kissed without, you know, damage or, I don't know, but you can create something that is,
okay,
you know, that is a complimentary offering that sets you up as an expert, that once you begin to drive traffic to your website, and again, that's a bad, it's bad terminology, but it's the common terminology, but once you show people that you've got something, they can go to your website, they can download, you can begin to develop that relationship with them. But you start with a complimentary offering, and you don't start with, you know, try the Arbonne, because that's expensive stuff, you know. That would be
right.
very expensive to do.
Right.
Right? Yeah. But they, you want to build it based on what's the transformation that the Arbonne provides. And what's,
okay.
what's the area that you want to niche into, you specifically? Like, what do you really love about the Arbonne? Man, I tried it one time, and I was like, my skin feels so soft. This is great stuff, you know?
My two passions with Arbonne is the skincare, and I'm also drawn to the nutrition in just how it's transformed my health and has helped me get off of, like, gluten products and inflammatory foods. It's
oh, my goodness.
Me. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's huge. That is huge.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if your passion is there and you've got a personal story, forget the skincare. Go there.
Okay.
You can do the skincare as a secondary thing if you want, but, boy, then if your passion is nutrition, go there.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah, I would totally do that.
Okay.
No, there are a lot of there's a lot of awareness right now about how foods are, you know, inflammatory, what to do to avoid them, and if you've got some nutritional supplements and you've got some extra things that are helping people with that, it's fabulous.
Mhm. Okay.
Okay.
Great. That's an awesome idea. Thank you. And one other question regarding around the tapping.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if this is like sometimes I'm intuitive about certain things. Why a lot of my blockage is in my, like, stomach area. Sometimes I want to tap there. Is there any, like, health benefit to that?
You want to tap on your stomach, like literally tapping on your stomach?
Yeah, you know, just below the breastbone, sometimes, you know, you feel like you've got this, like, just stuck feeling right there. Sometimes
I would trust it. Obviously, you've got something that your body is telling you need, and if it feels good and it works, then do it.
Okay.
I don't know of any, I mean, there are meridians that are running through that point. So,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not trained in, like, for example, Donna Eden's training, which is fabulous stuff, by the way, guys. And I would imagine that she's got some awareness and knowledge about what's happening with that. But I personally don't know it. But if you are being guided to do it, follow your guidance and do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, good. Great question. Okay. So who wants to share or do some tapping on some of the stuff that came up for you? Oh, hands raised. Yes, who is this in Minnesota?
Hello, it's Lisa.
Who?
Can you hear me?
I can. Who is it? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can. Who is this?
Oh, okay. I'm getting a message from my phone. This is Lisa in Minnesota.
Lisa, hello, Lisa in Minnesota.
Thank you.
Are you calling someone? Uh-oh, Lisa,
Sorry, I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so what's going on? Tell me what you'd like to do some tapping on.
Okay, well, thanks for taking my call. I had a feeling I should be the one to get in. So what came up when you asked the number of how many clients you wanted next year?
Yeah.
Again, this is a big fear for me, is that, oh, my gosh, that's going to take up all my afternoon. And so I think I have this.
Lisa? Oh, shoot. She's gone. Oh, dear. All right. I'm going to, I think I wrote that down correctly. It's going to take up my whole afternoon, and we'll include that in the tapping. Let me just, hang on, type that in. All right. So we have another hand raised, and we'll go there, Connecticut. Hello.
Hi, it's me again, Adele.
Hi, Adele.
Hi. So for me, what's happening is, you know, I used to do lots of talks, and it was, and I always did like, I would offer like a free health consultation, and it got lots of people to sign up for that. Did that, and then I was able to really, from that, get a really good, I was able to really, you know, it was easy for me to just have them sign up for like 6 months. So it just flowed because I wasn't really, I was just so excited about it. And then I decided, well, you know what, I don't think I want to do free sessions anymore because I've been doing this. And so then I decided to change it, and I decided to just like, do like a free, you know, 20-minute, you know, phone call, and then I would give a special discount on my initial consultation. And I did get people to sign up, but, you know, not as much as like the first time. And so I also feel that I think you really hit it when you said, you know, when you feel like you're, you know, to a third grader, a fourth grader looks like really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in just, you know, doing what I do, you know, that I've done it for so many years, it's like I don't want to kind of be like where I first was. And so my talks are different. And so I think what I'm doing is I'm not talking to the people that are really at the level that I really want to be with, you know. I don't want to be starting people like where they're not knowing anything. And so anyways, I just feel like that's where I'm kind of struggling. Does that make sense?
Yes, it sounds like you, because you have grown and expanded in your business, now you want to, you've grown and expanded in your knowledge.
Exactly.
You want to be changing your market a little bit to reflect that.
Exactly.
You want people who are not maybe the newbies.
Correct? Exactly, exactly.
So then it still goes back to the original, how do I get in front of my people who are not the newbies?
Right.
How do I show up as the expert, and then what do I do to enroll them into connecting with me?
Right.
Becomes the question.
Okay.
So if you're changing your market, you have to change then your market, right? You have to change where you're going to.
Right, right.
How you're showing up as that expert.
Right.
But even at that, people are still going to enjoy the complimentary strategy sessions. It's different to have a strategy session than it is to have a complimentary session, right? A free session.
Right.
So that may be what you're really objecting to, is the free sessions, because you've grown so much in your knowledge and expertise. Now you want to get paid for it. Yes, no?
Right. And I think, too, that I just you know, I really want to work with people that are really committed. And I've always felt that way. And really, I have just been so fortunate to really, you know, really, you know, like 95% of the clients that I've ever had have been just like great clients, you know, like totally, you know, like. But I'm at a different place now. And you know, there's just much more spirituality in what I'm doing, and so I just really want to be, you know, working with more people like that.
Okay, so what would you like to tap on? What's the big pain that you have about this, Adele?
I guess the big pain that I have is that I don't want to be, I really want to be working with the people at the level that I feel right now. And where do I find those people? So, am I not clear enough?
Sorry, I put myself on mute. I was coughing. You are clear enough. I want to be working with people who are at the level that I want to work with them at, and where do I find them? So that's a question. It's not really – is that – do you find that you are like, I don't know where to find those people. It's too hard to find those people. It's too much.
Yeah, I'm almost – because I'm also in a new area. And so I just really I just joined the chamber, and you know I'm talking at different. I just called up, and I'm talking at different places, and yet I don't know that I'm at the places that I really need to be, and I don't know where that is.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can go to your sore spot or your bay chop.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm in a new area. What am I going to do here? Join the chamber. But that means I have to start all over again. I have to build my reputation here. Do you have any resistance, by the way, to doing that?
No, I don't. That kind of like psychs me. But, you know, I do have the resistance. I have a little bit of the resistance that the previous caller said, that's going to take up a lot more time. And, you know, so that kind of comes into it. But I love speaking. So.
Okay. I love speaking. I don't think it would be that hard. To put this into place.
My only concern is.
What is your concern?
How do I do it? I think that's my concern. Like, how do I actually get to the place, to the places?
I don't understand. What do you mean? How do you get to the places? You get in your car and you drive. But that's not the question. How do I get to
the places? No, that's not the question. It's like,
And keep tapping, by the way.
Oh, okay. And so I do, I just go from the karate chop to the head and I just kind of be doing all of that.
My only concern is what?
My only concern is maybe it's like starting all over again. I don't know.
Excited you.
Pardon?
You said that excited you.
Well, it excites me getting in front of people, but I think starting all over again, kind of it's like, oh, my gosh, it's like I don't know.
Okay.
I feel that, so I'm torn there. I feel like I'm excited once I get in front of an audience, but then it's the getting there and
thank
kind
you.
Of like.
Thank you. Perfect.
Okay.
Oh, where am I going to find these places to speak?
Oh, there it is. Where am I going to find these places to speak?
I have one client who said, I just want to be working with people. I don't have to market it.
I just want to be working with people. I don't want to market it.
In your case, I just want to be speaking. I don't want to market it.
I just want to be speaking and having fun.
That's right. Speaking is fun. Getting the speaking gigs, well, I don't know.
Yeah, getting the speaking gigs is, okay.
And yet. When I put myself out there. I have fun.
I have so much fun.
Yes. It's fun to put myself out there.
Fun to make
new relationships.
fun to make new relationships.
Oh, my word, people need what I have to offer.
Oh, people really need what I have to offer.
Yes, so me holding back and hiding out.
So me holding back and hiding out.
Being stingy.
Being stingy.
I don't want to be stingy.
I don't want to be stingy.
I want to be generous.
I want to be generous.
I want to get off my duff.
I want to get off my duff.
And go make those connections.
And go make those connections.
Even if I get scared.
Even if I get scared.
Even if I get apprehensive.
Even if I get apprehensive.
Even if I get worried. What are they going to think of me?
Even if I get worried.
What are they going to think of me?
What are they going to think of me?
Oh, they might reject me.
Oh, they might reject me.
Oh, wait, it's not about me.
Wait, it's not about me. That's right, it's not about me.
It's about me serving my people.
It's about me serving my people.
They want me to.
They want me to.
Can really make a huge difference in their lives.
I can really make a huge difference in their lives.
Let me ask you, Adele, what will it take for you to reach out to people and get those speaking gigs?
I need to do it.
I know that. What is it going to take to do it?
I just really need to set the time and make the calls.
Okay, will you do that?
Yes.
Between now and next week?
Now and next week, I will.
Will you share it on the forum?
I will.
Okay. Will you tap if you get scared?
I will.
Okay. Even if you're, like, you know, crying, you'll tap anyway, right?
I will. And that's where I usually don't do tapping when that comes up, and I really need to. You know, when any of that starts to come up, I don't tap.
Just ask you a question, Adele. Do you say I need to a lot?
I probably do, and I haven't realized it except from last call and this call. Yes, I think I keep saying that. I need to.
Okay.
Thank you for showing me that.
Anytime.
I have to make a real big note of that. Okay. Thank you so much, Anne.
You're welcome. Good job. Good job.
Thank you.
I love working with people. I have a sense of humor and don't mind. All right. We've got Minnesota back on the line. Star, you're on the air, my dear. We lost you.
I'm Minnesota. And this is Amy.
Amy. I'm sorry. I thought that was Lisa again. Okay. Hi, Amy. I know you.
Hi, Anne.
Hi. What's going on with you? What do you want to tap on?
Okay, when you asked what is kind of the main pain thing,
yeah,
I instantly wrote down that my success was a one-shot deal, never to repeat it. I'm doomed to failure, and it always has to be hard because I'm undeserving of it being that easy and easiest for others.
Hold on. So good. Oh, I love you. Okay. My success is a one-shot deal, never to be repeated. Tell me the rest of it. I got easies for others, but what was the rest of it?
I'm doomed to failure, and it always has to be hard because I'm undeserving of it to be easy for me.
Okay.
Or having it easiest for others.
Oh, that's so great. That's so great. I love it. Okay. So, Amy, what's the biggest one? What's the most intense of all of those?
I think that my success was a one-shot deal, never to be repeated.
I love it. Okay. So, go to your sore spot or your karate chop. Oh, my success. I've been so successful.
I was successful.
But it all went to heck.
It all went to heck. It really did. What the heck happened?
I know what happened.
Well, tell me your intuition.
No, I'm just follow me. I know what happened.
Okay. I know what happened.
I have four kids.
I have four kids.
They were at home for the summer.
They were home for the summer.
Got distracted.
Got a little distracted.
I got a little busy.
Got a little busy.
And that's okay.
And that is definitely okay.
That's the way I actually want it.
That's the way I actually want it.
I want my life to be like that.
I want my life to be like that.
I want to be able to hang out with my kids in the summer and go play.
I want to be able to hang out with my kids in the summer and go play.
I can recreate what I've already done.
I can recreate what I've already done.
I heard, no, I can't. It was a one-shot deal.
But I haven't. It's a one-shot deal.
It just really feels like it was a one-shot deal.
It just really feels like it was a one-shot deal.
And that really scares me.
And that really scares me.
What if I'm right?
What if I'm right?
Amy, what will happen if you're right?
I go into a whole lot of financial debt again.
I'm going to go into
never
a whole lot
get
of
my dreams.
I just got myself out of a lot of it.
I just got myself out of a lot of it.
All of it or a lot?
A lot.
I am so proud of myself for that.
I am very proud of myself for that.
I wonder if maybe there's a way that I can replicate what I did.
That I can replicate what I did.
And not fall into the frantic panic.
And not fall into the frantic panic.
That I'm feeling underneath.
That I'm feeling underneath.
Maybe I've just never given myself the summer off.
Maybe I just never gave myself the summer off.
And when I kind of did.
And when I kind of did.
It scared me.
It scared me.
It really scared me.
It really scared me.
Is that true, by the way? Or is it something else?
Kind of, maybe. I hadn't looked at it that way. And I don't know what else it could be, though.
I've never really been as successful as I was.
I've never been as successful as I was.
Before the summer happened.
Before the summer happened.
True, right?
Yeah, it was,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And so now I'm scared.
So now I'm scared.
Maybe all I have to do. Is just hunker down and do what I did before.
Is just hunker down and do what I did before.
Instead of getting so scared. That I don't do anything.
And that I don't do anything.
How does that feel? Yeah. Because you
I
know
get
how
paralyzed.
You know how to hunker down.
I know how to hunker down.
Yeah. And you know that when you hunker down, magic happens. Yes, no?
No. I guess I hadn't never looked at it that way.
Oh, good. Okay, so new way of looking at it. When I hunker down, magic happens. And
see,
the
magic
reason
doesn't happen because my daughter.
Just stay with me. What?
Okay.
What did you say?
It's not true, Anna, because of what happened to my daughter.
I know. I saw that. Yeah. Okay, everybody, Amy's daughter just had surgery this week. She broke her clavicle in 4 spots, and so she's been like, ah! So everything's fine. Okay, when I hunker down. Magic happens.
Magic happens.
Even though I don't believe it.
Even if I don't believe it.
There's magic in lots of ways.
There's magic in lots of ways.
Ways I don't even know yet.
Ways I don't even know yet.
So I'm just saying this because Anne's telling me to. But I have systems in place.
I have systems in place.
That I didn't have before. I have a reputation that I didn't have before. I know how to do client attraction that I didn't know before. I was a year ago.
Say that again.
I am not where I was a year ago. I have made the money. And I know what it feels like. So my fear that my success... Being a one-shot deal... Is not the case. It's just a fear. All right, nice deep breath, and tell me, how does that feel? Does it feel softer to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it that shifted for you?
It shifted that some of the success was that I got really busy and didn't have quite as much free time, too. That popped in my head.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was a big thing, because you then had to really get serious about your systems and what was the most important thing. What did you want to do? How to do that? That became about management.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But no, it's often the way to look at hunkering down differently.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Magic happens.
Okay.
Even though it doesn't look like magic in the moment, right?
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. That was such a great contribution. I love it. All right, you guys, we're going to do some general tapping now around client attraction, because I think that it is so important that we understand how, when we attract our clients, when we just show up as we truly are. I have to say, I did some editing, because normally I will do a little bit of a potty mouth, and I didn't do that today, and I'm being a little bit more sensitive to the people who aren't used to, you know, sort of that, and I want to honor that. So, but it's kind of weird to say, what the heck, instead of, you know, something else, So, anyway, all right, everybody, nice deep breath in. Look at what you wrote down as far as your fear of bringing in clients. Let's see if I can tune into some of you. All right. I am really afraid. I'm not really sure what to do. I'm not really sure where to go to get clients. I'm not sure what it's going to look like. And if I get a bunch of clients, oh my word, then I have to do something with them. Then I have to be responsible to them. Or maybe even responsible for them. That's the worst. I don't want to be responsible for my clients. And I really don't want to be responsible for their success or their failure. I wonder if maybe I could look at it as though they are responsible for their success or their failure. I wonder if maybe I could look at it as though I show up 100% for them and provide the space for them to transform their lives. But that their transformation is up to them. if I look at it like that, then maybe I'm not responsible for them, but I am responsible to them. Ooh, I like that. I could live with that. Okay, fine. I'm responsible to them, but not for them. Now, how do I get clients? Where the heck are all my clients? I want clients. And how do I get clients if I haven't even gotten the first one? Or if I've gotten the first one, how do I get paying clients? And if I have paying clients, how do I get more paying clients? Maybe I can just show up. Maybe I can show up and be confident. Maybe I can know the transformation that I am bringing to my clients and speak about that. Maybe I can stop being afraid to shine my light. Maybe I can remember what it was when I was looking for help and help showed up. And remember that I'm someone else's help. I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be the most advanced. I don't have to have the best website. I don't have to have the best graphics. I don't have to have the best message. All I have to do is show up. All I have to do is show up and invite people to step into a relationship with me. All I have to do is share my services. I have this dream of doing this. I'm not sure how it can happen, but I do believe that it can, because I do believe that I'm being guided. And maybe what I need to do is stand in faith that I'm being guided correctly, that I can trust my intuition. I can trust where I'm being guided. I can claim myself as an expert. I can stand in my power as an expert. I can claim my genius and own it and share it with the world. I can let my light shine, and I can say yes to clients coming to my life, coming to my work, coming into my world. I do say yes. I choose to accept clients now. I choose to receive them in my energy field now. I choose to say yes. And know that it is all right. Know that I can make a difference. Know that I can have healthy boundaries. Know that I can serve without giving myself away all of my energy, all of my power. I can give with love. can serve with love. And I can serve in a healthy way. I do want clients. I want fun clients. I want divine clients. I want clients that pay. I want clients that want to work with me. I want clients that are fun to work with, that are motivated, that are interested, that are interesting and enjoyable. That is my divine client. And that's who I call into my experience now. I choose it, I claim it, and I accept it. And so it is. All right, everyone, take in a nice deep breath. And I want to close out with a very soft, quiet meditation. So since we've just done some of the tapping to release the resistance to receiving clients and allowing them into our lives, now, just close your eyes. If you're in a space that you can do this, and if you aren't, you can come back to it later. We are an hour and 20 minutes into the call, so you can come back later and click on that and just listen to it from this to the end. A nice deep breath in and release. And take in another deep breath and allow yourself to feel supported wherever you are. Feel the earth beneath your feet, the floor beneath your feet, the carpet. Your shoes if you're wearing them. Feel the chair that is supporting you or the sofa, whatever you're sitting on. Know that you are completely and totally supported in what you do. And take in another deep breath. Knowing that you are breathing in the breath of the divine, that holy, sacred breath of life. Breathing it into your body. Feeling it nurturing and cleansing. Bringing life into your body. I want you to just notice your heart, that beautiful, sacred spot that connects you with the world around you. Your feet ground you. Your crown chakra allows the information, the divine downloads to come in, the ideas, all of that connectedness to the universe. But your heart is what connects you to the world around you. So I want you just to take a moment and pay attention to that heart, your heart chakra, beautiful, beautiful light. And in this moment, feel yourself reaching out from your heart. You can use a golden thread if you like. Reaching out and connecting to the hearts of your potential clients. People who are looking to you to bring them that transformation that they're looking for. Connect with them. Feel their connection with you. tell them who you are and say hello. Tell them that you will meet soon. And when you do, they will know who you are, and they will know how you can help. It will be like meeting an old friend. And know that this connection is there. There is no energy that is being transferred. It is just simply a connection. They will know you when they see you, when they hear you, when they speak to you. And tell them thank you. Take in a nice deep breath. And return to this time, this place, right now. Another deep breath in. And you can move your hands, your legs, your feet, your toes, your head, and open your eyes. And so we say thank you. Thank you for this truth. Thank you that our clients are right there waiting for us, looking for us, and they are already connected to us. Know that your angels are out there working for you, connecting you with your potential clients, letting them know that you are there waiting for them. Tell them thank you for the work that they do on your behalf. And know that you can ask them at any time to help you out. And trust your guidance when you are receiving the guidance from the divine, from your angels. Trust what you get and then take action on it. All right, everyone. And so we say thank you, and so it is. Beautiful call. Thank you so much for those of you who were here, who raised your hand, who participated, who shared, who asked questions. Thank you so much. This is a sacred community of beautiful, brilliant spiritual entrepreneurs, and I'm so thrilled that each one of you are hanging out here on the call, but also in the Facebook forum that we are connecting. We have this opportunity to help one another and to connect with one another. Thank you for your part in making this such a beautiful teleconference. I am so profoundly grateful. All right, everyone. Take your work. Go share it with the world. You are that pure divine expression of the divine in this world. Share it with those around you. Know that it is so. Go get your divine on, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bye.